Welcome to Ask and It Is Given. For almost 20 years, Esther and Jerry Hicks have brought forward the evolved consciousness collectively known as Abraham to audiences worldwide. These energies speak through Esther as they answer questions and offer teachings from their non-physical perspective. In the next hour, you'll hear Esther Hicks and Abraham explain many powerful laws of the universe and answer questions from audience members. Today's show was recorded in Asheville, North Carolina in 2001.
You are among the rare humans who have come to appreciate the contrast of your time and place.
Yes. Yes.
Your lips say yes. We've noticed as we ask this question, it is our favorite question, and your answer is the most important answer. And we notice that you more readily mean yes to that question when contrast is very slight, and that the more exaggerated the contrast is, the more you lie to us. It is easier to say, yes, we appreciate contrast, when you are looking out into your world and everything you see is easy to feel good while you look at it. And we know it is more difficult when your attention is drawn to those things that, as you give your attention to them, you feel discomfort, and then your logical human response is, we just need to get rid of anything that makes us feel uncomfortable. And we're wanting you to remember that as long as that is your plan, you're going to have a hard time, because the entire universe has been established to provide contrast and difference and variety, and you knew it coming in. You never, ever expected that anyone would organize this time-space reality so that it contained only things that pleased the individual called you. You knew that variety was essential to the forming of new conclusions or determinations or desire. You knew that desire could not happen within you without contrast that produces it. And further, and most importantly, you knew, part of you still knows, that that contrast that produces the desire is the summoning of life forward, and that our literal eternity is dependent upon the existence of contrast. So can you feel how simple this is? You're standing in the middle of an environment, and let's say something happens, not too hard to imagine, something happens that you really would not choose, something that you are so opposed to, something that you cannot even fathom, something that you really do not want to happen. And in the midst of all of this contrast is born within you a desire for something different from that. A balancing desire born out of you. And in the moment that that desire is born, source energy goes to work on responding to it. And instantaneously, you as an individual or you as collective consciousness would come back into balance if you are able to find harmony with the desire that you have given birth to. If you give birth to a desire and you do it all day, every day, and that desire shoots out of you like this flashing rocket, and then you spend more of your time talking about where you are and how you have been traumatized into that desire, rather than talking about what the desire is and how that feels, then you might be, like so many physical humans, you might be, without even knowing it, holding yourself in vibrational harmony with the very thing that you do not want that gave birth to what you do want. But you must be a vibrational match to what you do want in order to let it in. The three parts to the deliberate creative process are, first, ask. Well, we really do not need to hold workshops on asking, do we? Because the contrast that surrounds you continually puts you in fully conscious, sometimes unconscious, but always asking places. You're not asking with your words while you can. You are asking with the vibration that emanates from you. You are asking whether you know you are asking or not, and the universe hears every single request. So the first step is ask. The second step is not your work at all. Universal forces, universal source energy, God force, creative life force, whatever you're wanting to give title, answers. But the third part is really your work, and that is you must let it in. You must be in the receiving mode. So the Art of Allowing, we think, is a very nice title, because what it says is, I want to be in the receiving mode. I want to be in the mode of letting it in. And it is the most easy thing in the world to teach, because when you are in the receiving mode, you always feel good. Good feels good. So if you are feeling frustration, it means you're not in the receiving mode of something you want. If you're feeling anger, it means you're not in the receiving mode of something you want. So you ask yourself, well, how have I been feeling lately? What's my mood? What's my attitude? What's my letting it in? Sometimes you notice that relative to different subjects, you feel different ways. If we were standing in your physical shoes, if there was any subject that was upsetting to us, we would do our very best not to focus upon it. If there was any subject that thrilled us, we would do our very best to give it a larger proportion of our attention. Because this time-space reality is this perfectly balanced place that is large enough to accommodate every desire that every one of you could ever hold. So the world doesn't need to be changed in order for you to live a joyful life experience. You just have to set your tuner to joyful experience. As humans, you say, well, I have a hard time only focusing upon what I want. And we say, you don't have to only focus upon what you want. You can give your attention all over the place. But it is our clear recommendation that if you find yourself giving your attention to something that begins to produce uneasiness or any range of negative emotion within you, use that guidance in the same way you would use the guidance in your fingertips. As you find yourself laying on a hot stove, you wouldn't say, I don't think I should have to take my fingers from this stove. I think I should be able to put my hands on any hot object that I choose. And we say, we think so too. We think you have the full, absolute right to lay your hands on any hot stove you choose. The question is, where is your threshold for pain? The more sensitive your hands are, and the more unwilling to endure pain, the longer your hands will last. The more sensitive you are emotionally, and the more unwilling you are to endure discomfort, then the more joyful you will be, the longer you will be in the receiving mode, the more exalted your physical life experience will be. So then you say, but I've been trained to be objective. And we say, you were sort of born with that feeling. You were born with this curiosity. You were born with this desire to peruse. It's all part of the sorting, sifting process. And you know, you can do quite a bit of perusing, quite a bit of contemplating, quite a bit of probing before you begin to feel strong emotion about things. But when you begin to develop something as strong as something that you would call fear or anger or blame, then it's time to stop and say, wait, I may be holding myself consistently or powerfully apart from what I really want. At the outset here today, we want to remind you of something really important, and we think sometimes you've forgotten this. You certainly knew it when you came forth into your physical body. But as time goes by, it becomes less and less dominant in your thinking process. You are extensions of source energy. And this source energy of which you are a part is this pure, high, fast, delicious, loving vibration of well-being. It is the stuff, it is the energy of well-being, and it is the only stream that flows. When you by virtue of what you are choosing to think about, are allowing a fullness of that stream to flow to you and through you, you thrive. And you can never really get very far apart from it, because even if you did find thoughts that were not in harmony with it, and even if you did pinch yourself off from it enough that you withered and eventually croak, in that reemergence back into source energy, you would be fully flowing with the energy again. So there was never any great risk. Also, we want to say to you that that is not the only thing that causes any of you to make your transition into source energy. Death is not about pinching yourself off from the source. Sometimes you just want source energy so powerfully that you achieve vibrational harmony with it, and death is the answer that comes. Allowing means letting yourself be the loved, loving, healthy, vibrant, brilliant, eternal, joyous, wealthy, in regards to all things that you consider to be good, being that you really are, that you've come forth to be. You're doing a very good job. As we feel the vibration of that which is you, we can feel that you are among the most allowing of those on your planet. You live in an environment, you've been taught by those who have come before you to allow proportionately in the scope of human experience in a very wonderful way. And we understand and want you to understand that this is truly a gathering of fine-tuning. Your world is not broken, and neither are you. And it is not critical that you understand this, because you're doing all right anyway. We just think that it is so much more fun to deliberately set forth an idea and then to deliberately achieve vibrational harmony with it, so that you are aware of all of the nuances and circumstances and events that the universe lines up for you in response to what you've asked for. Ah, to be a deliberate creator out here on the leading edge, it just does not get any better than that. Your source energy is flowing to you and through you always. And sometimes you hear it more clearly than others. And this gathering is about helping you to be so aware of who you are and who your inner being is and how it feels to be fully functioning energy in this time-space reality, that you are thriving consciously in the way that you have intended. You said, I'll go forth and I'll bang around in the contrast. And as the contrast helps me to identify what I want, then my work will begin. Once you've identified what you want, then what you are about begins. And that is to bring yourself thought by thought, step by step, moment by moment, feeling by feeling, closer and closer, closer and closer to the vibration of your own desire. So it's a wonderful thing that when you ask, you don't receive it instantaneously, because you might want to fine-tune it. You might, oh, well, maybe you don't. Maybe you just say, I want it, give it to me. But when you realize that all you have to do is be a vibrational match to what you're asking for, and when you start to notice how much fun it is to gently bring yourself into vibrational harmony with what you are wanting, we do not believe that any of you would opt for instant manifestations. It's so much more fun to mold things gently into place. Oh, every now and again, you'll have a quantum leap. You'll want something so much that the vibration of your desire is so powerful that just for a moment, you will be a vibrational match to your desire and you will have a manifestation that matches it. But those quantum leaps usually do not last very long, because most of you cannot maintain vibrational harmony with that flash without quite a bit of practice. So sometimes you'll really, really want something, and the vibration of your desire will be so strong that it will dominate your vibration for long enough that you will have a manifestation. And for a brief moment, you'll say, yippee, yahoo, I've achieved this thing that I want, only to discover that in a very short time, it leaves you. And the reason is because you have not yet learned to maintain your vibrational harmony with that which you want. Don't worry about it. You can gently bring yourself back into vibrational harmony with it. We really do not recommend quantum leaps. It's one way of going about it. Quantum leap means contrast is really, really strong. So something really big happened that made me really, 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 really want something that I'm really, 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 really not a vibrational match to. But because I really, really, really want it more than I don't believe it, just briefly, because the vibration of it is so strong, I have a bam manifestation, which doesn't last very long because my habit of vibration isn't up to speed with it. As you raise your hands, we will choose from among you 2, 3, or 4 at a time. It will be a very nice unfolding. Oh, you're ready. You're the one. 1, 2. Yes.
I'm realizing what one of my philosophical problems is, and that's the idea that if we're all one, if all of creation is one, if it's all one spirit, then I'm one with everybody in the world, including their fears. Even if I'm not holding that fear can affect me.
Well, now let's talk about that, because that's really a screwy way you've got that one twisted around a fear. When you look at your time-space reality as we do, and you measure the hearts that are beating properly, the digestive systems that are working properly, the tomatoes that are continuing to grow, the rivers that are continuing to flow, the sun that continues to shine, the planet that continues to spin in its orbit, the number of happy people that are moving about, living their life experience, the lack of well-being is so minuscule that it is not even worth measuring. If your news people were to measure the well-being on your planet proportionately to the not well-being, and they were to make their broadcasts proportionate well-being versus not well-being, the not well-being would be a static across the screen, and you say, "What was that?" And someone would say, probably not even worth mentioning when you put it into relationships. Mm-hmm. So if you manage to get one with the well-being that is so dominant, we promise you, you will thrive. But we don't think you're doing that.
I guess I'm not.
We think that you and so many of you are letting the focus that the media is discovering in their well-meaning attempt, just like your mother when you were 5, to protect you from things to go wrong, is so dramatically distorting your sense of well-being and getting your undivided attention about it. Oh, now let's go further about putting this into perspective. Please do not ask us or anyone, because it cannot be done, to carve out a little place on this planet or anywhere in the universe where only the things that you think should exist will exist before you can feel good. That's not what allowing is. Allowing is understanding that the place is big enough for all of us and choosing a vibration that allows the well-being that you choose, you see. Every person on your planet could be watching that television, and every person on your planet could be so disconnected that every person on your planet could be temporarily not allowing the well-being to flow, and you would still, as a world, continue to thrive. The largest body of consciousness on your planet does not watch the television. Bless that dog, bless that cat, bless that squirrel. In other words, so there's huge balance of well-being. In other words, you as human species are insignificant vibrational factors in this realm of well-being.
That's good to know.
But the vibration that you hold means everything about your individual life that you live. Now let's work to bring that back into perspective. People talk about a large number of people, 5,000 people making their transition all at once, and how unsettling that is. But that happens on your planet on a regular basis. Put it into perspective. People say, but there are people wishing ill will, who have the means to negatively affect us. And we say, and there's something new in that? In other words, do you know how many nations today are at war and have been all year long and the year before? And then people say, well, yes, but they were not waging their war against us personally. And we say, still they are not. And you say, well, it sure looked like it. In other words, that was a very specific attack on our nation. And we say, don't make it personal. Don't make it something that you were about. What we would do if we were standing in your physical shoes is we would step back and we would say, there are people all over the planet, even some in my very own town or neighborhood, who have got themselves disconnected from well-being enough that they are pushing back in violent ways. It has always been so and always will be so. And our world does not have to come to a halt in order to make them stop. Many more tragic things will happen because of your automobiles today. And there is no legislation about putting them in the garage. And yet, an equal and fair legislation would be about that. Let's garage all cars and save our people. And you say, well, that's really illogical and ridiculous. And we say, yes, and doesn't it make you feel better? In other words, when you put that into perspective, mm-hmm. maybe this is just a newer fear, or maybe it is just a different fear, or maybe it is a fear that is more focused. What we've noticed is that these events have caused more rockets of desire, which is more summoning of the source energy, but there is not more resistance on your planet than on September 10th. You're just pushing against different things, you see. Your well-being is not in a different place today than it was then.
Do you see that all the prayer that everybody all over the world has been doing has moved the energy at all? I mean, overall, is the world lighter now?
No.
No?
For this reason. And the reason we answer that so bluntly is because we really want you to get this important point. There is step one, and there is step three. Step one is the prayer. And you don't need to pray to be in step one. Mm-hmm. So if praying puts you in step three, then the answer would be yes. In other words, if in your prayer you are comforted, if in your prayer you are expecting well-being, if in your prayer you are lining up with your desire, then we would say, oh, yes. But that's not what we are seeing in the prayers. The prayers are coming from this basis of fear. So it's just like asking more this thing you do not believe. And so what's going to bring you into alignment is calming voices reminding you that your well-being was never contingent upon what anybody else did. Your well-being is only contingent upon how you feel. And you say, well, make them go away and I'll feel better. And we say, or feel better, and you will never be touched by any of that.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Yes, indeed. Yes. As physical beings look into their environment and they say, oh, I see these things, and when I see them, I feel good. It's easy to understand, isn't it? And then as they say, and I see these things, and I really do not feel good, that's easy to understand too, isn't it? And it's easy to understand how then they would say, and because these things make me feel good, I want to vote for more of them. And because these things make me feel bad, I want to get rid of all of them. In your trying to get rid of what you do not want, you hold yourself in vibrational harmony with it, you see. Because in this attraction-based universe, there's no exclusion. Everything's about inclusion. When you come to be at peace with the idea that there will always be things on the buffet that you don't choose, but that it's all right for them to be on the buffet because you have the ability to choose, then you are happy in this world, then you are fulfilled in your connection with source energy, and then you are living the life of allowing that you came forth to live. You never, ever, not even once from your non-physical perspective said, I'll go forth and make the world a better place by getting rid of something not wanted. Instead, you said, I'll go forth and let all of that give me an idea of a better place, and then I will achieve vibrational harmony with that idea, and I will live the better place. Yes.
Stay with us for more of Ask and It Is Given, a live lecture brought through Esther Hicks from the evolved consciousness collectively known as Abraham. To learn more about Esther Hicks and Abraham, visit HayHouse.com.
Hello, I'm Louise Hay. Congratulations, you found us. Welcome to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.
Here's a HayHouseRadio.com inspirational moment read by Colette Baron Reed from her new book, Remembering the Future, The Path to Recovering Intuition, available now at HayHouse.com.
Humility knows that when it's time to chop wood and carry water, we sometimes spill a whole bucket and have to retrace our steps. We have to be willing to show ourselves fully, including our imperfections and vulnerabilities. Humility means admitting that we're all in this together, and that even though we're each unique, just as no two snowflakes are created alike, we're made of the same stuff, none better or worse. Humility is about accepting the fact that the contrasts and dualities inherent in humanity exist for a purpose. In doing so, we open ourselves to the instruments of power that give breath to our present life. Humility is about surrendering to the illusion and finding the truth, asking for help and acting with compassion and without judgment, remembering that we're here through the grace of God.
The HayHouseRadio.com show guide has a fresh new look with great features like free downloads, monthly contests, new release information, and a lot more. Join our online community and win awesome prizes in our monthly drawing. This month, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see Sylvia Brown on her Spiritual Connections Tour this summer. It's all free to HayHouseRadio.com show guide subscribers. So sign up today and tell a friend at www.HayHouseRadio.com.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in a city near you. In her new Soul Lessons and Soul Purpose 2007 tour, Sonia will teach you the basic soul lessons and help you master certain teachings in order to fulfill your soul purpose. Taking this path will open the way for you to begin living as a joyful, free being. Release yourself and the world from negative energy today. Plus, Sonia will be available to answer your questions and sign autographs. Call now, 800-654-5126 or visit HayHouse.com.
Encounter animal spirit guides and discover your power animals with Stephen Farmer.
So let me draw a card, Debbie, so you focus on that. What's Debbie's power animal? Ooh, it's a good one for you, too, with the loss that you've had to face. Lion shows up, and the key word there is courage.
The Shamanic Hotline, Wednesdays on HayHouseRadio.com.
My mission is to take those elements of shamanism and move them over to where I become sort of an interpreter or translator as to how these can be useful in everyone's lives.
Spend a day of enlightenment and healing for the body, mind, and spirit with John Holland and Brian Weiss in Journey of the Soul. In this fascinating workshop, explore spiritual mediumship with John Holland and let Brian Weiss open the doors into the realm of past life regression. See John Holland and Brian Weiss in Seattle on September 30th. Space is limited, so order now at HayHouseEvents.com.
Are you an archive member? Our free archives area means you can listen to almost 2,000 hours of past programming from Dr. Wayne Dyer, Doreen Virtue, Debbie Ford, Summer McStravick, and your other favorite shows. You can either download the audio file to your desktop so you can burn it to a CD, or you can listen to a streaming MP3 where there's no downloading involved. Choose the best option based on your internet connection speed and operating system. So take advantage of this terrific resource today at HayHouseRadio.com.
Is coffee really a health risk? Can you experience the best sex of your life after menopause? Will vitamin D help you lose weight? Discover the latest advice on all the hottest health topics in the Dr. Christiane Northrup newsletter. Today's leading women's health expert, Dr. Christiane Northrup, has the answers you need in the pages of this bi-monthly newsletter. Subscribe now and receive a free CD. Visit drnorthrup.com.
Connect with a world-renowned psychic, Sylvia Brown, all year long in the pages of her life-changing newsletter. The Sylvia Brown newsletter is packed with Sylvia's latest predictions, insights on the other side, relationship tips, life themes, and more. Plus, you can even ask Sylvia a question that she'll answer in the Dear Sylvia column. This is information you can't find anywhere else. Subscribe today, and we'll send you a free Sylvia lecture CD. Visit Sylvia.org or call 800-654-5126.
How would you like a guidebook for aligning yourself with the universe and living a simple and balanced life? Dr. Wayne W. Dyer has spent the last year working on this manual on the art of living, and he'll share some of its most valuable lessons this October during a life-changing weekend intensive workshop in Maui. Wayne's groundbreaking message of balance, perspective, and the greater good will forever change the way you look at your life. See Wayne Dyer live in Maui on October 26th through the 28th. Visit www.drwaynedyer.com for details.
There can be joy in your life.
Any problem can be resolved with a spiritual solution.
The angels want you to hear them.
You're listening to HayHouseRadio.com. Radio for your soul.
We now return to Ask and It Is Given, a live lecture from Esther Hicks as she channels a group of evolved beings collectively known as Abraham.
Good afternoon, Abraham. I have a number of questions. They're all in the same category. I'd like to know more about the non-physical.
It's fun.
Yeah. You're talking with us who are in a time and space reality, whereas you're not in a time and space reality.
Although we are when we talk to you. In other words, when we focus where you are, we are experiencing the same time that you experience.
Right.
We have less resistance as we focus, and so there's much more exposure to much more deliciousness within your time frame reality than any of you allow. But we're aware of it.
And at other times, you're in timelessness.
Well, let's talk about this in a way that you can get your thoughts around it. What everyone has is now, because wherever your consciousness is focused, that's the experience that you're having. The difference between Abraham, from our non-physical perspective, and you from your physical perspective, is that we do not measure the relationship between this now time-space and everything that has come before and everything that will come after it in the way that you do. In other words, you use it to beat yourself up while we use it to help us focus in our now. The easiest way to understand time is not to try. And here's what we mean by that. When you say, well, there must be simultaneous time, I've heard about that from other non-physical beings, and we say, there is this powerful now, everything is vibrating now, and the time is measured by the perceiver or interpreter of the now. Now, this is getting a little boring because it's hard to get your thoughts around, so let us bring it into an easier place. When you think about the contrast that you are evaluating in your now, and you think about the new thought that is born out of it, and you think about that new thought now being the summoning of more source energy, and that source energy now taking thought beyond where it has been before. In other words, when you have a new thought, that thought summons source energy and the universe expands a little bit. So the experience has become more. Before the contrast and before the birthing and before the summoning and before the answering of source energy, the universe was smaller or less. So rather than thinking in terms of time, think in terms of expansion. And when you think in terms of expansion, then you will understand time in the way we understand it. We never think about how long anything takes or about the proximity like that. We are just exploring the expansion. And so our now is always powerful in our anticipation of what is becoming.
That brings more questions to the expansion. Now, the time and expansion, to us it is time, the evolvement of time, which things happen from here to there. To you, it's a degree of expansion from here to there.
Well, it's just an easier way to look at it. When people talk about simultaneous time, sometimes people will say, well, from non-physical, I could express myself in the 21st century, or I could express myself in the 16th century. I could be anywhere because everything's really all happening at the same time. And we say, chew on that thought for a little bit, and then think about how every exposure in every experience causes a birthing of a new desire, which causes the summoning of more non-physical energy, which causes an expansion of the universe. And when you think in terms of the new, more expansion as compared to the earlier, less expansion, it gives you a whole new way of looking at time. We do not believe that anyone can really experience what they are calling simultaneous time, because the universe is expanding so rapidly. And talking about simultaneous time is like trying to hold the universe still, and it will not hold still. But you are right. In the non-physical realm, we are not measuring it through clocks and calendars. We are measuring it through expansion, which is almost the same thing as saying time is continuing to march on. Discussion about simultaneous time is so elusive and detrimental to your wanting to understand an expanding universe that we would never make reference to it. Because the fact is, there is more right now than there just was. And how are you going to account for that? In other words, there is more than there was, which means we have moved somewhere. We have moved somehow. We have become more. And isn't it logical to explain that through a passing of time? Or something. Passing of something.
Yeah, right. Abraham is a combination or a group of spiritual...
Gang. We prefer the title gang.
Gang.
Yes.
Okay. Or clumps of something. Clumps of spirit. As I remember through my 6 years of listening to tapes, this is a group who was with common interests, and is there various groups who have different interests in the non-physical?
Endless, yes.
Yeah, endless.
But remember that just as any vibration can be activated within you, source energy can join a lot of different groups of interest. In other words, source energy has great eagerness and interest and delight in focusing wherever you lead thought. Did you hear that? Focusing wherever you, on the leading edge, lead thought.
And who does the focusing?
You do.
Okay. All right, now let's take the people in a monastery, in the physical world. They have certain interests in developing their consciousness into a higher consciousness, spiritual consciousness. When they go into the non-physical, do they again group together because of their interests that they had here and group together to advance their consciousness in the non-physical?
It is really not that way. In fact, it's almost the opposite of that. It's more like their interest from non-physical is what caused them to find each other in the physical and group together. It is a very common thing for those like you who have come forth into this physical environment to be teacher, to gravitate with others who have had same intent as you made the decision to come forth.
And the same thing when you go into the non-physical.
From the non-physical perspective, that's who you are. In other words, you were dominantly that before you came forth.
Okay, so that's why you're still together.
Yes.
Do family groups then go into the non-physical?
Sometimes. In other words...
group there, for instance?
Your physical family sometimes is your vibrational family, sometimes not. In fairness, we must say to you that you are all family.
Now, for instance, the family that I went into when I arrived in the non-physical...
They were a perfect vibrational match to the intentions that you held. They were the vibrational utopia for the launching place that you had identified. Let's take a segment of refreshment. We'll begin with you when we return.
Thank you.
Because there is this thing called time.
Okay.
We are complete. And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Bring us back around to where you are.
Well, let's get into a detail. When I came in, this family that I chose and what you said was a perfect family, now I'm the only one left. My mother, my father, my three brothers are in the non-physical. So I was just going to go and extend that conversation into what relation now is there between that family there and me here. Is there any connection between us, or is there anything that they are helping me or whatever?
Well, first we would like to say to you that in the vibrational sense of a family, you are far from the last one left. But we understand what you mean, because you're talking about your physical family. Mm-hmm. But the clump of energy that came forth into the physical was expressed in many physical beings all at the same time. And so there are many non-physical counterparts expressed in the physical here and now. The answer to your question, is there any relationship between you, who seem to be the only remaining physically focused member of your family, and those who have made their transition into non-physical, is absolutely yes. In other words, there is no reason for any barrier to prevent any communication or contact. But there's even a bigger part of that that we want to give you, and that is that all of those resources that they now have rejoined have always been available to you at all times. And the contact is this: everything that you desire is being answered by source energy and helped along by those like these that you are talking about. You have this non-physical cheering section that is doing more than cheering. They're actually orchestrating on your behalf. When we talk about this contrast that gives birth to a desire and that rocket of desire that goes forth, all of this non-physical energy, especially those that are associated with you and that are aware of you, are actually anticipating and identifying and pre-paving and pre-planning and expecting the results that you are asking for. In other words, that's part of that current that you are feeling. But if you are not in vibrational sync with them, you would not know that there is any benefit being offered. But that's what we meant when we said there's a huge non-physical staff aware of you, working with you, hoping with you, hoping not in the sense that it might not be, but hoping in the sense that they are looking forward to you becoming a vibrational match to what you're asking for. It's a huge non-physical cheering section. And as our friend asked earlier, are there fairies or gnomes or elves or angels, or in other words, and we say yes, 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 yes. And that is the relationship that you have with that. It can be as narrow and specific or as broad and general as you choose for it to be. There is no separation between that which is physical and non-physical other than in the mind of the physical being.
Now, I think you have said that even in the re-emergence, that we re-emerge as a group too. If, for instance, our previous family, whether it is with the ones that I came in with or the families that we have now with our children and grandchildren. Is that how it is a lot of times?
Well, you know, as you've been listening to us over time, you may have noticed that we are de-emphasizing this idea of family and group. Mm-hmm. Because it is something that sometimes answers what the physical human is looking for. But everything is defined by vibration, which is more defined by interest or intent than anything else. And so we would like you to, rather than thinking in terms of the family as you think of your close family here in the physical setting, we would like you instead to think of source energy as this powerful stream, or group if it pleases you, of pure positive energy with lots of variety of interests and intentions relative to many things, but all of it being pure positive energy. And not try too hard to get your thoughts around this group concept. And we know why you do it. You do it because it's the way you approach life through your physical setting. But it's hard to translate the specifics of that back into non-physical without distortion.
Okay. Is there a period when we go into the non-physical of assimilation and review and so on?
Well, you can focus anywhere that you want. Assimilation, yes, in the sense that when you reemerge into the non-physical, everything that you have ever been, everything that you are, is fully known. But your inner being does not traipse back through the details of that, because your inner being is now the culmination of all of that. And most of the traipsing back through would sort of be a misalignment of energy.
Be part of the physical, which we have given up.
Which you have happily left behind.
Right.
Yes.
One last concept. During the Columbine incident, which would be similar to the present one, you said that when those who went in the non-physical at that time, that there was no difference between the person, the killer or the killee, that they celebrated upon death together. I'd like to ask you, it's kind of like in a senior play, when they have finished their play, they go off and have a party and they celebrate, and it doesn't matter who was the hero and who was the villain in the play, they still celebrate equally. Is that kind of it? Just like Shakespeare said that the world is a stage and we're just actors upon that stage. Is that how we look at it at that time after the play is finished?
It is. And the villain is usually the most disconnected. And in the reemergence where there is no disconnection, then you know the rest. Mm-hmm. Hard thing for physical beings to hear because you were so counting on those bad ones being punished.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Adrian.
Indeed. Indeed.
Hi, Abraham. I want to talk about creating deliberately when it involves another person, as in a relationship.
Well, this is easier for us to give to you than it is for you to hear. But we're going to give it to you strongly and quickly, and then you can sort it out as you are moving through your day-to-day experience. But here is the sense of it. So here is you, and you know what you want. And here is another, and the other wants some things same, but some things different. And so, if you will mind your own business and focus upon what you want and hold your vibration purely about it, you will activate the vibration in the other that is compatible, which does not step upon their creative toes at all, and you will have what you are wanting without causing the other not to have what the other wants. And there is no exception to that. Even when you think you want opposite things, the universe still has the ability to give both of you what you are wanting, providing you are a vibrational match to what you are wanting. Now, what goes wrong for most is this one wants something clearly. The other wants something clearly, and they are not the same thing. So this one, instead of focusing upon what she wants and achieving perfect vibrational harmony with it, instead, she says, but that one wants something different. So now, her vibration is not in harmony with what she wants, because she's thinking as much about what the other wants as she is about what she wants. So now she's not a vibrational match to what she wants, and so it's not coming. And usually the other's doing the same thing. The other is looking at what the other is wanting, so this one is not in vibrational harmony with what he is wanting. So now, neither one are a vibrational match to what they want, and they are both blaming the other. Where if you can never mind what is and let what is serve in the way it is intended as contrast that helps you to clearly identify what you want, and then you spend your time thinking about, dreaming about, pretending, finding vibrational harmony, finding the feeling place with what you want, the universe will yield it to you. It is our promise to you. And it is such a wonderful thing. The other one doesn't even have to be knowing what you're doing. In other words, you just have to... Good. Enough?
I have one more question. Actually, this grappling with this relationship is what brought me to find Abraham in looking for a search of a solution. And I'm often wondering, was that the fact that this thing hadn't gone right in 15 years, is my search brought me to you, or is it the other way around? Either way, I don't care. It's lovely the way it is right now. So I'm just thankful that I let it be.
That is a wonderful thing, and it's so often that way, where the very thing that you think you would get rid of, in other words, the conflict or the contrast, many say, I would like to get rid of that, never realizing that out of it comes a desire that once they allow the desire to be satisfied is so much more life and so much better. And so in retrospect, often you can look back in appreciation. We're just wanting you to start looking forward in appreciation
instead of backward,
and then all things begin to unfold so powerfully for you.
I have one more question. The fact that it's such a strong component in my life, is that person my soulmate?
Or did I
know this person from another lifetime?
Usually,
from last time
when
around?
It's that powerful, that is usually the case. What we often say is that soulmate or twin flame that you try to define, it's hard to get your words all around it, but you sort of feel it. Very often, it's like a feeling of coming home, or it's like a partner from hell. In other words,
And
the reason that it feels so often that way is because when you come together, you stimulate these very root desires, in other words, very basic internal desires. And so when you line up with those desires, you have ecstasy in your relationship. But when you're not lined up with them, you do not. And
Yes. But why is it that I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't in so many ways? If I had to look at myself objectively and give my own self advice, I would say, leave the guy and go on to something else. But with my own self being in it, I can't do it.
Well, here's...
I'm not happy with him. I'm not happy without him.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with just walking away. What happens is you usually walk away aware of what you did not like. And so you take that vibration with you. So what comes next is no different. Where if you stay where you are and reach for thoughts that feel better and adjust your vibration right there, then you can have what you want right there without moving on. You get a sense
of it? Really,
in other words,
what
you're wanting to realize is that the universe has the capacity to deliver to you everything you want without you changing your position. You just have to change your vibration.
How do I do that?
Just by reaching for thoughts that feel better. Yes, you've heard.
Even if I have to get off the subject and think about something else?
Often that's the very best thing. You'll hear more as we are moving forward.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
You say that we're on the leading edge.
Esther and Jerry have a friend who calls it the bleeding edge.
The bleeding edge. Very true sometimes. But we also, I understand that we're also involved in different realms. Is there a future realm that we could be involved in? In other words, if we're on the leading edge, is there really nothing forward from this exact moment? Because we know the past.
Oh, that's a wonderful question.
But is it possible to move forward? I mean,
here's the thing. By the leading edge, you couldn't be here if past experience had not prepaved the opportunity for this platform. So by the leading edge, what we mean is you have moved to a place where most have not yet come, but you couldn't be here if the place had not been prepaved for you. And it will always be thus. And what you live in your life experience helps you to understand that first there is the thought, and then there is the manifestation of the thought. So where you are moving to is being prepared right now in the ethers of the thoughts that you are projecting. That's why our friend earlier is wanting from us a statement of what is coming for you. And it's why we can so wholeheartedly and eagerly assure you that well-being is out there waiting for you, because there is much more energy of well-being that is being projected from you as a mass consciousness and from all that is physically focused than not well-being. And so your future well-being is assured.
When I wake up in the morning, I think of the words to that great song from Oklahoma, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, and I feel good. And I feel grateful to Abraham for having revealed universal law to us, and to Jerry and Esther for having agreed to be his voice in the physical dimension.
And
thank you
to
very
those like you who continue to draw forth more clarity still.
Well, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you very much indeed. You are truly a gift of enlightenment onto the world.
As are you.
For that, I'm very grateful.
Yes, indeed.
I have a series of questions. The first one is, as creators of our own reality, aren't we really creating our own private little worlds of family and friends and maybe even enemies?
Yes.
And then is it possible for two individuals simultaneously to realize existences of mutually opposing realities and quite mutually exclusive and quite opposing realities?
For example?
Well, in the futures market, for example, prices fluctuate often from minute to minute. And it is possible to make money when prices go down as well as when they go up. Let us say two individuals, Mr. A and Mr. B, are both interested in coffee. Mr. A thinks that the price will go up, so he buys a contract of coffee, hoping to sell it later on at a higher price and make a profit. Whereas Mr. B sells, he thinks that the price will go down, and he sells a contract, hoping later on to buy it back at a lower price.
Yes.
It is possible for these two people to experience their realities.
Yes.
Simultaneously.
Yes. With this clarification, if each of them are clear about what they want, and each of them are fantasizing it and holding what they want as their dominant vibration, the timing of their buying or selling will be so appropriate that each of them will thrive within the same market.
To learn more about Abraham, visit hayhouse.com to find the books, The Law of Attraction, and Ask and It Is Given by Jerry and Esther Hicks. You may also visit their website at abraham-hicks.com. Join us again next time for another hour of Ask and It Is Given.
Hi, I'm Immaculée Ilibagiza, and you are listening to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.
The following is excerpted from Doreen Virtue's Healing with the Angels CD.
Among the angels, the Archangel Raphael is the supreme angelic healer. For physical challenges such as illness or pain, there is no better healer among the angelic realm than the Archangel Raphael. This angel, whose name means God heals, can bring instant release from suffering. Raphael glows with a beautiful emerald green healing energy. Often, Raphael surrounds painful body parts with this healing light. The light acts as a soothing balm and as a trigger for sudden and complete healings. Raphael, like all of the inhabitants of the spirit world, can be with everyone who calls upon him simultaneously. Limitations of time or space do not restrict him. So never fear that you are interfering with Raphael's other duties when you call upon him. The healing archangel comes to your side the instant you ask for him. You can call him by thinking or saying aloud, "Raphael, please help me." And Raphael will also join the side of your loved ones at your request. Raphael is a powerful healer who acts like a spiritual surgeon in releasing fear and darkness from our body and mind. Sometimes, however, we call upon Raphael and then we get in the way of his healing function. For instance, we don't allow him access to our guilty secrets so that he cannot extract them from us. Consequently, after you call upon Raphael, it's best to give him full access to your body, mind, and heart. In this way, he can fulfill his God-given function to heal everything completely.
That was Doreen Virtue in this HayHouseRadio.com inspirational moment.
Learn to trust your vibes with Sonia Choquette.
Intuition wants to help, but you have to give it direction.
Wednesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on HayHouseRadio.com.
The thing is, living a sixth sensory life is a commitment, and once you make that commitment, you can't turn back.
If you own an iPod or MP3 player, you can take HayHouseRadio.com shows with you anywhere. Just go to Listen Again Archives on HayHouseRadio.com and click on the orange podcast button. Select the shows you want to receive, and then each week the latest week's show will automatically download into your player or onto your computer. You can play our shows in the car, at the gym, or anywhere you take your player. Sign up now at HayHouseRadio.com.
How would you like a guidebook for aligning yourself with the universe and living a simple and balanced life? Dr. Wayne W. Dyer has spent the last year working on this manual on the art of living, and he'll share some of its most valuable lessons this October during a life-changing weekend intensive workshop in Maui. Wayne's groundbreaking message of balance, perspective, and the greater good will forever change the way you look at your life. See Wayne Dyer live in Maui on October 26th through the 28th. Visit www.drwaynedyer.com for details.
Hi, I'm Summer McStravick. For 2 years, I've been talking about the secret of manifesting and the powerful method I found for getting into this energy. I've recorded this technique onto a series of CDs to help you develop your skills working with the flow so you too can manifest anything in your life that you want. Just go to flowdreaming.com to learn more. Flowdreaming.com.
Best-selling author and spiritual intuitive Colette Baron-Reed invites you to join her online community. at www.ColetteBaronReed.com. Log on and visit the Members Lounge for exclusive downloads, a daily Oracle offering, videos, and a lot more. There is also a section to help you work through the exercises in her new book, Remembering the Future. It's all free, so check it out today at ColetteBaronReed.com.
Hi, I'm Immaculée Ilibagiza, and you are listening to HayHouseRadio.com.